the wealth or the sustenance that's written for you,
Allah,
that will reach you. Yeah, a piece of bite, yeah, you know, it could be apple, it could be anything. If it's written for you to go into your mouth and go down the system here, it will get there. Even if you don't want it, it will get there because it's written for you. Yeah. Now sometimes, you know it's written for you, but you have a choice. You can get that the halal way, or you can go and turn the go do a U-turn and go around the corners and get it the haram way. It will get to you.
SubhanAllah, that reminds me of something else. I'd like to mention that one point. Like, mashallah, beautiful. If something's between your lips, but it's not written for you, you will never get it. But if it is under a mountain and it was written for you, indeed you will get it. This is what we must understand. But as I was saying that...
Before you said that, I just remember the beautiful story, but it's just a title I'm going to say. I want you to say the story. You know that story about the pigeon? There's someone, possibly in an Asian country,
pigeon and the snake, is it?
No. A person, he ate something, and there was possibly a piece of rice that stuck to his nose or in the body somewhere, and he was struggling. Either he was having hiccups or he was sneezing, something that happened. I don't know if you remember, can you remember it?
I remember it, yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened, after some years, that individual, when he went to Hajj or Umrah, he was doing tawaf. Yeah. And during that, he sneezed. Mm. And that if it was a rice, if it was whatever.
I think it was a grain of rice.
Yeah, a grain of rice. And when it fell out, a pigeon came and it took it.
SubhanAllah.
And that risk was written for the pigeon. So how could this person swallow it? And it stayed there. It was saved for that pigeon all the years, all that period or whatever it was. And that's another form that we need to keep. It's a moment of satisfaction. Our Rabb. No, another way to remember is that same Rabb, our Allah Ta'ala, who's feeding us, who's giving us the risk, although you're earning a haram way, He's not stopping the risk from you. Allah. And if you were to earn halal, will He stop the food for you?